Week 6. God has the last word. The way out. So, we've made it to the last chapter of Hosea. Without chapter 14, this might be one of the saddest books we could read. But God does not lead us to the valley of the shadow of death. He leads us through it. I can say that for me personally, just writing this little portion of my thoughts on walking with the 12 has been intensely introspective. So much of my own failures, stubbornness, insecurities, and feelings of unworthiness have been laid bare before God. Each time I go through these great books and spend time with these guys, they hone and sharpen my spirit in new ways. If there's one thing the minor prophets do not allow, it's faking our faith. They go after that one right off the bat. That's why I love them so much. So when I stop squirming and making excuses and finally open my wounded heart up to God, He then provides something desperately needed. A way out. A way to return to Him. The very first word in Hosea's last chapter could be the one word that sums up the entire book. It's not an easy word, but did you expect an easy word from this guy? Best translated, the word is repent. The English Standard Version that I use says return, but the idea is one of repentance, to stop going in the direction we're going and turn fully to God. I have found in my own life that repentance is the beginning of any significant transformation in Christ. Certainly at the first confession of faith in Him, but also in times when we know we've strayed and need to return. We can't take the chains with us that separate us from God when we do return. It doesn't work that way. We have to get real and, quote, lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Hebrews 12:1. What to bring? If God were to bring the might of Hosea's words to us and then provide no way to return or be redeemed, that would be terrible. Have you ever had someone call out all your flaws and failures just to watch you squirm? Well, that's not what God does. Ever. He is a redeeming God, full of compassion and mercy. So let's be very thankful for chapter 14. This one is packed like a Snickers bar. Hosea has truly left the best for last. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take with you words and return to the Lord. Hosea 14:1-2. I'm a little overwhelmed at the goodness of God here. He does not leave it up to us to find Him. It's not up to us to discover some secret door or do battle with the cosmos to return to God. He has done all the work and sets the path right before us. Take with you words, He said. He even gives us the words to say, not as some magic charm or rambling and repetitive mantra, but as a heartfelt prayer. In John 1:9, we see this gift come to its fullest realization in Christ, that if we, quote, confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, close quote. Look at what God asked here through Hosea. Say to Him, take away all iniquity, accept what is good, and we will pay with bulls the vows of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses, and we will say no more, our God, to the work of our hands. For in you, the orphan finds mercy. Hosea 14, 2 through 3. Hosea has his own style, so some of this wording is difficult. In short, he is telling us to pray earnestly to God, to do what only He can do, to take away the stain and ugliness of our sin before Him. We are to ask God through Christ to accept the good and heartfelt prayer from our lips that is better than any religious sacrifice, because we confess our utter dependence on Him. He said to confess that we have turned to powerful institutions and people to save us, or even worse, to our own might and self-reliance. We have made gods out of our own work and desired to control good and evil in our lives by our own strength and intelligence. We are truly as needy as orphans with no protector, and we plead for God's mercy. Bring these words to me, God says, and let me heal you. How beautiful. These words cut straight to the heart of our rebellion and our selfishness. These words strip away the fake stuff and leave us bare before the God we have so deeply offended. But He gives us the words. He shows us the path. He lights the way out. Confess and return. Restored. Before we get to God's response to these tender words, let's size up the problem a bit. At the end of the prayer above is the phrase, "For in you the orphan finds mercy." That's kind of an odd way to end that prayer, unless it's just saying that God is kind to those in need. Could that phrase possibly point to something deeper brought out by the book of Hosea? Duane Garrett points out something very striking about this ending phrase. Recalling the broken family picture presented at the beginning of the book that represented God's torn relationship with His people, Dr. Garrett states, "The point of Hosea's prayer is that the people have become orphans. When the nation, along with its shrines, priests, kings, and military forces, is destroyed, then the general populace will be left as orphans. They will be not my people. Their adulterous mother, the institutions of Israel, will be dead. Their father, Baal, will have given them no help. But this fatherless people will turn back to their one true father, the refuge of orphans, and find shelter in Him. When that happens, not my people will become the sons and daughters of the living God." Garrett, Hosea, Joel. That broken family picture is redeemed when we get real with God through Christ Jesus, quote, "in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins," close quote, Colossians 1:14. How does God respond to the prayer offered in humility and repentant faith? Does He leave us in a puddle of tears on the floor, wondering if we'll ever be good enough? No. Look at how God responded. "I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall blossom like the lily. He shall take root like the trees of Lebanon. They shall return and dwell beneath my shadow. They shall flourish like the grain. They shall blossom like the vine." Hosea 14, 4 through 5 and 7. This is the heart of God on display. I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely. Get real with God. Take with you words of deepest confession. Lay your sin and burdens down before Christ our Redeemer and Sustainer, God's Son, sent not to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. John 3:17. God is the faithful husband in Hosea's family picture illustration. He loves you more deeply than you can fully know. In this mighty minor, Hosea shows us the love of God in brilliant color and a sea of emotion. All of Hosea looks with a deep yearning toward the finished work of Jesus in his cross and resurrection that now defines the way back to God for you and for me today. Hosea is one amazing book. No wrong answers, discussion questions. Number one. Aren't you glad Hosea doesn't end with chapter 13? Chapter 14 certainly reveals the never-ending love of God for us, showing that no matter what had come before, God always has the last word. That word for us is repent or return. As awful as things had gotten in Hosea's day with God's people, God still wanted them to return and be forgiven. That's what he wants for us today in Jesus. What words come to mind to describe the redeeming character of God for you? Number two, read John 1:9. How does this verse remind you of Hosea 14:1 through 2? Why is honest confession so important? Number three, the goodness and love of God in this last chapter of Hosea is a little overwhelming. He says to his people, even today, to bring with you words of deepest confession through Christ our Redeemer and find hope and healing in him. No fake faith. God longs to pour out his blessing on his sons and daughters. You will surely find God with open arms in your honest confession and prayer. He loves you so much. Are there habits, thoughts, wounds, or actions that have been keeping you from walking in freedom that you should surrender today?